But I was there as a junior nurse, and the sister was Sister Jackson. She was relieving Carol. I think Carol was away on extended leave. Maybe she was overseas. And Sister Jackson was a very capable sort of person, and she was, you had tasks, and my task was to do all the nasogastric tubes. And I can remember it was very busy. They were big Nightingale wards with, I think, about, I'll say 28 patients. Mm-hmm. The sickest at the top of the ward, the less sick at the end. And of course you had some who now would be out of hospital. The sluice room was one side, and the other side was the treatment room, and there was a lot of walking, and you know, you became very slim. But I thought I was doing rather well. I'd got through everything, and I was at the stage when I was cleaning the sluice room and cleaning the bedpans. They'd all been put through the steriliser. And then we reported back to Sister Jackson, and she said to me, "Now, you've done quite well, but you're too slow." So I thought, goodness. And I can remember thinking, I nearly said, but I'm not, you know, I've done all the things, and I've done it in this time. So what I learnt from that was that my early socialisation in nursing had an impact on how I managed things after that. And that it was most unfortunate, the task orientation, because you were so concerned about the task. You were concerned about the patient, but the overriding concern was always the task.